Good evening, everyone. Happy Wednesday. It is February 23rd, 2011. Thank you so much for joining us here this lovely day, Truth Brigade on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We have an awesome show in store for you tonight. We are going to continue the discussion of soul travel and alternate realities with author, teacher, E.A. Coedding. Leilah.org is the website, LEILAH.org. And we had him on a couple weeks ago talking about the re-release of Evoking Eternity, which was previously sold out. It's up for pre-order now and will be available at the website March 14th. That's Leilah.org, LEILAH.org. And we talked a little bit about his upcoming Ipsissimus, Realization of the Self. So we'll be talking about that tonight as well. If you would like to join us for the text chat tonight, that's over at truthbrigade.com. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to give us a call at 402-237-2525. That's 402-AFR-2525. We have EA on the show with us this first segment here. We're going to get right into the information because we always just have so much to talk about and so many questions. So we're not going to waste any time here tonight. So good to have you here joining us tonight, EA. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just made it here in the nick of time, but I'm glad to be on with you guys and have a good discussion. We always have so much to talk about, usually more than the time allows, but always come back on.
Awesome. Exactly. And I'm glad you made it. I'm glad I made it, too. It was kind of questionable, like right up to the minute, but we did it. So I know you were busy painting, and I was busy hiking, and anyways, woohoo, now we get to wind down and continue the discussion of soul travel. And, you know, I want to apologize. I guess last show I just kind of assumed that everybody knows what it is, and so maybe we should kind of start with just a breakdown on what soul travel is. I know we hear about astral travel a lot. Are they the same? Are they different?
Well, you know, I was 20 years old when the term soul travel crossed my ears, really, and because I was experimenting with astral projection and with scrying and you know, looking into the astral plane, and a guy that I happen to be working with is that our first break already?
I'm sorry, EA, hold that right there. Stay tuned, everyone. EA Coedding on Truth Brigade Radio.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Ain't no use to keep taking abuse from a friend who isn't kind. A friend in need, or the friend that you need who can help you through the troubled times. So reach on out, take the hold of my hand, let me know that you're ready to go. There ain't no dues and you can leave your dues behind. And have a little
welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight. Truth Brigade on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Off to a good start here. Our special guest tonight, E.A. Coetting. We are talking about soul travel and alternate realities. And we just started talking about that before we went to break. So, E.A., you were telling us about when you came across or when you first started to learn soul travel.
Yeah, you know, I was playing around with the with astral projection, and you know, I started my whole career in the esoteric field when I was about 12. So yeah, I kind of worked my way through a lot of the simple, you know, candle spells and whatever, all the silly stuff, real early. So by the time I was, you know, 18, 19, 20, I was really wanting to get into some of the more mysteries, some of the, you know, the astral projection. Evocation, such like that. And so as I'm playing with this guy that I was working with, I was an apprentice faux painter, and the master faux painter that I was apprenticing under, you know, he started asking me about it one day, and he goes, no, he goes, you've got to check out soul travel. I go, well, you know, isn't it the same thing? He goes, no, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
What it is that, you know, we've created this. The idea of astral projection is pretty new, because there really wasn't a huge segregation. Well, the segregation between the various planes and states of reality existed, and it has existed and been known of for thousands and thousands of years, but not a whole lot of emphasis was placed on the astral plane until recently. And the astral plane is, you know, it's an energetic place filled with, cram-packed with spirits and angels and demons and gods and, you know, even some of the silly things that people can tap into, unicorns and fairies and, I mean, just about, if you can imagine it, it's there.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of fun. It's like a smorgasbord of you know, anything that you possibly want to contact spiritually. But that was less important a few thousand years ago. The fact that that astral plane has become so important could be a definite link up with the Kali Yuga, the dark age of spirituality that the Earth is now in and has been in for the past couple thousand years.
Hmm.
That as we've moved away from the path of enlightenment, and the path of experiential spirituality, and more into the occult, more into trying to figure out how to manipulate spirituality to our ends, that's when we started working with these, you could call them, you know, lesser entities and lesser powers, which comprise the occult workings, the workings in witchcraft and black magic, and even white magic, even though they don't want to admit that. But, if you're calling on the watchtowers and you're praying to the god and the goddess, those are astral forms. What you kind of have to understand is that the experience of spirituality, both externally and internally, within yourself and in the in your environment, is that it's multi-layered. Where we've got the you can almost see the source of all things, the eternal creator, and I'll challenge anybody to be able to give a body to it, because it's not that kind of thing. It's not the old man with a white beard and a robe that is watching everything you do and
mm-hmm.
naughty and nice. That's just silly and
checking the list.
Right, exactly.
Twice.
Twice, yeah. Always twice. Because you might make a mistake.
Yes, and God's OCD, so.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, it's silly, and it's fun when you're a kid to do in Sunday school, but at some point you got to grow up and go, okay, that's not how things work. You know, you could say that you have an eternal source of all things, and that from this eternal source emanates light and sound. And this light and sound, as it moves farther away from the source, condenses. And rather than being pure light, pure sound, peace and love, it starts to take on actual manifestations and materializations. And these manifestations and materializations become more and more solid the further away from the source it gets. So, the most solid thing that we know of is matter, of course, and matter exists on the physical plane. Ergo, the physical plane, the world in which we're living, is as far away from the eternal source as possible.
Okay, but matter, all matter is just energy, right? And if our thoughts are energy, our imagination is, so perhaps that's just as real as maybe the table or the computer sitting in front of us.
It is, it is. And you know, I recently quoted Terrence McKenna in saying that, he said a brilliant statement on Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM broadcast that the imagination is just as substantial as the real estate that you're standing on. Now, however, it's the condensation of the energy and the thought to bring something into the realm of matter. Last time we were on, we were talking a lot about evocation. Now, when you evoke an entity, you can evoke it, and it can just kind of be an idea and an energy form that you can communicate with, or you can perform an even more potent evocation that'll bring it in front of you in full materialization, where it's standing in front of you. All of your senses, your sight, your hearing, your touch, your taste, your smell, can all come in contact with this thing and verify that this is indeed in front of you just as much as any person is. Mm-hmm. So there is a will, there can be a will condensation of thoughts and ideas of imagination into this world. And take on a form momentarily just as real as the desk and the computer that I'm sitting at right now. I'm sorry, that pulled me off track a little bit. So matter is energy moving at much slower vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can see is if you can look at the eternal source, and we could even be scientists and say that maybe this eternal source is the Big Bang, is the central singularity from which all things derived, and possibly it's not intelligent, possibly it's just a cosmic accident that happened, whatever. Even looking at it that way, you would notice that there's a massive amount of speed that goes into the first few seconds. The first few seconds explode, and the momentum that this light and sound is emitted is immeasurable. And as it moves farther away, the momentum slows and slows and slows and slows. So energy slows, that peace and love and that light and that sound slow to the point that they actually take on this substance that we feel around us and that we can interact mm-hmm. with around us. So matter is energy condensed to slow vibrations. That caveat of being condensed to slow vibrations is the important thing to keep in mind, because although we're talking about reality, subjective reality, we are talking about the solidity of that subjective reality. Just because you as an observer can see that there's energy flow going through your life or whatever, having external validation of that, having that being a shared phenomenon, really brings things to the next level, where it's like, okay, not only am I experiencing this, but other people are as well. If you can perform mm-hmm. an evocation in a room, and everybody in the room can write a description of the demon they saw, and the descriptions all match, which I've done, you're tapping into something, and you're actually bringing something here. You're taking that energy and you're slowing it down to the point that it can be held here. So what you're doing with soul travel is this is the first part of a huge path working that I myself am currently on, which I continually mention the word ascent, and most people recognize that ascent is something that will go on after the death of a saint or a messiah, that they'll ascend into the heavens. That's probably done multiple times prior to their actual departure from this world, and you can ascend from this world daily. As the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. It's really something that you don't need to wait till you die to see what's on the other side. That's the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard. People use that to try to shut me down when I get into conversations and people are going, look, EA is freaking out there. We need to stop him. So they'll say, yeah, you'll know when you're dead. And I'm like, no, I won't, because I know now. If you can go to that place where you would go when you're dead, while you're still alive, you can return with the memory of it.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Now, with soul travel, okay, with the way that these different phases of the condensation of spiritual reality is set up, is you get... And it's a rough map, but you have the physical plane is on the very outside of existence. It is teetering on outer darkness. And then one level inside of that, and actually overlapping that, is the astral plane. And then you have the causal plane, the mental plane, formative plane, an abyss, which is basically like a testing ground to try to keep people who aren't really ready for it away from the levels of true spirituality and godhood. Now, when you're doing astral projection, you're just going to this first level. You're just taking like half a step into another experience.
Okay.
Which is good. I mean, that's half a step further than you might have been before. But it is only half a step. And the Hindus, and especially some of the more seclusive Hindu groups, recognize that there are 12 to 18 levels of realization of your own godhood. So the astral plane's one. You know, a lot of people get to the mental plane if they're following the Hermetic model, which that's four levels of experience that you've attained. But you've still got quite a few more that you could possibly experience.
Mm-hmm.
So me being a kamikaze flyer, I just want to jump right and I don't put on my seatbelt and I just go full force and
you've got frequent flyer miles.
I guess so.
Let me ask you this though. I mean, the term soul travel, couldn't it also mean, if we're encapsulated by a soul or we encapsulate a soul, I mean, any time we're here or there, we're our soul is technically traveling, right?
Anytime
it's existing, and if what we learn, you know, is true about us keeping the same soul through many lifetimes, etc., I mean, that whole journey itself, I mean, maybe it's just one whole lifetime.
Well, let's look at that in reverse, because it's a lot easier to understand reverse. You can make your astral body, your causal mental bodies, and then your soul body leave the physical body and go experience these things. But now, you can even dissolve your physical body and take your physical body with you to these other realms. And that's not something that I've really formulated in words enough to be able to really get into the how-tos of that.
Okay, but, I want to talk about that because I'm positive there's some things going on like that. So
yeah.
Whether you can exactly put it into words or how-to, I would definitely like to reserve time to talk about that tonight.
Yeah. Just make a note of that, and we will get to that. You're going to have to stop me from rambling at some point, and we can get on track with that. You can dissolve your body or at least parts of your body. Stuart Wilde does these seminars where he'll look at human dematerialization. And where he's dematerializing an arm or a leg sometimes a half of your body or sometimes his whole body. It's really an interesting phenomenon that you can reproduce at will once you get the knack of it. So we can take our physical body to those other realms very, very, very temporarily. I have yet to hear of anybody actually fully taking themselves consciously into these other realms and returning.
Yeah.
You can partially take yourself to these other realms physically and then come back. But you always come back because this is where the physical body belongs. Now, in that way, your astral body cannot always be here. You can bring a portion of your astral body into this physical world and do some cool tricks with it, but eventually it's going to go home because that's what it does. That's where it lives. Same with all of your other bodies. When I got into the higher soul states and what the Hindus and yogis would call super soul, when I started experiencing that for myself, I wanted to bring that here. So I could have this glowing power around me, and everyone would ooh and ah. And you know, I did that, and there was no reaction from the people around me at all. They're like, hey, okay, cool, yay, whatever.
All right, next trick.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like, you know, there's a story about Crowley walking through a diner with a full Egyptian regalia on, his full, you know, OTO garb. And somebody says, oh, that's just Crowley thinking he's invisible.
Oh, I'm sorry, EA. Hold that right there. We'll finish this up when we return after this short break. Stay tuned, everyone. EA Coenning on Truth Brigade Radio.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will, live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central, on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight, Truth Brigade, on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. If you would like to join us for the text chat tonight, that's over at TruthBrigade.com. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to give us a call at 402-237-2525. That's 402-AFR-2525. We are talking about soul travel and alternate realities with E.A. Coetting tonight. Lila.org is where you can find his books. Lila.org, that's LEILAH.org, but I don't want to waste too much time here, so please continue. You were telling us about Aleister Crowley and his Egyptian garb.
Right, yeah. You know, you've got these people who are really, really serious, and they're discussing some serious, serious things, and they've got to have just an amazing sense of humor. I mean, like, You've got to have a sense of humor to deal with some of the asinine things that you deal with when you're working with these levels of spirituality. Because, you know, my grandmother, who passed away a few years ago, used to always tell me that it's a crazy world, and you have to be crazy to be in it and to deal with it, and that you have your choice, and you can either laugh or you can cry. And so I make light of so many things, and I'm sure Crowley, you know, had to do that as well. And you know, I laugh at everything. I try to be despite the demeanor that people might imagine that I possess of this black magician and spooky and whatnot. That's not at all who I am in my day to day life. I'm a very happy, positive, outgoing guy wearing blue jeans and pair of yellow shirts. So. Completely not what people would expect, but you know, it's that's who I am. That's what's fun. But yeah. So Crowley walks into this cafe wearing a full Egyptian regalia, and he walks past one of his students who's having coffee with a friend of hers, and the friend goes, "What in the world is that?" And Crowley's walking with this dazed look in his eyes. He's obviously in a trance, and he's carrying a wand or a scepter of some sort, and acting like he's the only person in the place. And the friend goes, "You know, what's going on with this guy?" And she goes, "Shh, that's Crowley being invisible." Well, you know, obviously invisible enough. But yeah, you know, so I've definitely had experiences like that where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bring the fullness of those states here, those higher spiritual states, and manifest them here in myself, and people will see them and ooh and ah. And then I get there and it's like, hey, okay, so what's next? But the point of that is that you have these different bodies, and like you're one of those Chinese boxes that you can continually unfold and get to more and more boxes, where your various bodies are operating in their plane of origin or their realm of origin. So your physical body is operating here. Now, if you leave your physical body, you go into the other worlds. You come back, you realize your heart's been beating. You might drool on yourself a little bit, but for the most part, your body still works. So the same's going on with your more subtle bodies. They're not stuck to you, you know. A good deal of, you know, the simplification of spirituality shows people, you know, you've got when in Sunday school they do this deal where they bring in a light bulb and they say the light bulb is your body. And then they plug it in and they go, ah, and that's your soul. Well, no, not really. It's, you know, you got different, it's almost like they're separate entities that are coexisting for one purpose. Mm-hmm. So you do have your other bodies operating full time in their own realms. And so all you're doing is you're connecting with those other bodies, which are you, and consciously going along for the ride. Because, you know, it's a fun ride to go on. You learn a lot consciously. You know, you want to, you do want to connect what you're learning on these other realms with something conscious that you can actually nail down and wrap your arms around. And go, okay, if this is, you know, this is something that makes sense that I can actually use and utilize, and that's a big part of it is the utilization of what you learn. You can learn all day long, and yeah. And then you can become a mystic and go live in a hut in India and. Eat rice, you know, a handful of rice a day and do yoga, and that's cool, but I really don't think that that's serving anything. I don't even think that's serving yourself that much. I mean, like I said, you know, before I got on the show, I was helping a friend lay carpet. Not that intellectually stimulating and whatever, but, you know, it's one of those things that if you isolate yourself from the real world, you're really robbing yourself of experiences that you could otherwise not have.
Absolutely.
It's my belief right now, and I'm jumping about three or four books ahead at this point by even saying this, but it's my understanding now that that we're not just accidentally here, and that we're not placed here by some karmic lord, nor are we necessarily revolving on a random number generator that says you're going to go through this many more reincarnations, but that that we are spiritual entities, that we are eternal, we are gods, and we have forced ourselves into this incarnation. It's assumed, and it has been assumed for far too long, that that we're stuck in this physical body and that we need to progress out of the physical body because the physical body, the physical plane is really not up to par of what we would like to experience. Well, you can do the ascent process and you can soul travel. When you soul travel, what you're doing is you'll step into the astral plane and you'll experience that for a little bit. It's boring pretty fast. Really, if you actually do your hard work in the astral plane of trying to get answers, you're going to realize there's not answers and there's just a bunch of clutter and people, you know, spirits that are yelling.
More questions.
And every entity there has their agenda and whatever. And you'll also be interested to know that heaven and hell, as seen by the Christian point of view, exists on the astral plane. So heaven and hell really isn't you know, heaven's not some far, far away thing that's the ultimate attainment. It's just a mechanism that exists on the astral plane. Hell being on the astral plane is more interesting to me because that's an elevated state. Right now on the physical plane, we're farther away from the source than hell is. So,
wow. Well, that's a very interesting point there. And I don't mean to interrupt, DA, but we have a caller from the UK, and I know they pay a pretty penny to call in, and they've been on hold patiently. So Vortex, thanks for calling. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Christy. Hey, EA. Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, that was really interesting. I was just thinking that to some degree we have brought this challenge onto ourselves some way back in time, and there were things that we weren't facing perhaps as humanity, and we brought this karmically onto ourselves. And if everybody's together and they're thinking, oh, unity and stuff, then they're not really experiencing and they're not really getting anywhere. Sometimes you have to be the black sheep and you have to go and find your own experience and then come back and then sort of tell the herd. But I was going to say about pyramids. I had a thought yesterday, and I'll just read what I wrote here. The last Kali Yuga, the pyramids and other things were used to prop up the energies somewhat, and so things were still pretty stable. But this Yuga, these things were not so much in place, and maybe the last Golden Age wasn't as great, even as the one before. Anyway, yeah, this Kali Yuga, perhaps we didn't get so much help, and maybe the last time there were not these reptilian and moon forces in the same way, just a brainwave. I know it's already an idea that the pyramids were used to prop up energies, but my point is that perhaps they were used the time before, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, that makes definite sense. I'm nothing like an Egyptologist or anything, but looking at the pyramids is really interesting, because you look at the pyramids, and the pyramids are basically an advanced form of the Sumerian ziggurat. So they basically looked at the ziggurat, which is a three or four sided temple that stepped. So rather than being, you know, basically a flat surface that ascends into a peak, that these are stepped and stepped and stepped into these peaks. And it's actually pretty well known that that the Tower of Babel was a ziggurat, and these ziggurats were used both as libraries of knowledge as well as temples. And so it was thought that at the tops of these temples, of these ziggurats, rituals could be performed to open gateways between the worlds. And that's where the whole mythology of trying to build a tower so big to reach God came into play, that it wasn't the tower's height physically that would reach God, but it was what was going on at the very top of these temples that could open up a gateway that could allow a person to enter the realm of heaven. And the ziggurat and the pyramid are really not new, not relegated only to the Middle East. You see those in South America. You see those in Russia, Siberia. You're seeing those all over the Eastern Europe. For no known reason, where trade has not occurred, there hasn't been any cultural communication to say, hey, let's build buildings that look exactly like this structure. So it's something that is being orchestrated, being architected through I would say non-human intelligence, or the very very least superhuman intelligence.
Very good. Vortex, did that kind of sum it up for you, or did you have any other questions?
I'm sure.
No, I'm just quite interested in where we're going, and it seems to me that the last golden age wasn't as golden as perhaps where we're going to. I don't know. I've just got some thoughts about. There's just a few things on mind, and yeah, that's about it, really.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate with a lot of these philosophers out there today, who are saying that we're moving towards cataclysm and that that we are in the Kali Yuga. Well, what we had before the Kali Yuga were these ages of enlightenment and walking hand in hand. I mean, you know, if you look at the pure golden age, we're walking hand in hand with the gods. Now, that's cool and all, but perhaps here's how I would look at that. That finally the gods said, you know, you've kind of come a long way. Now it's time to leave the house and go get a job. So it's time for you guys to go out and think for yourselves, experience for yourselves, and so they basically cut the cord, you know, booted the kids out of the house, and now we've got to figure out what the hell we're doing, and it's been a hard road to figure that out. I mean, we've killed a lot of our own species, and we're annihilating other species, plants, animals. We've gone through this vicious cycle, and I think it's going to return to something even greater than the Golden Age, something where we are actually the ones who are the architects.
Oh, I like that, EA. Hold that right there, though. Gentlemen, it is that time. Vortex, thanks so much for your call. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned. EA Coedding on Truth Brigade Radio.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. Warning. American Freedom Radio. Status habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight. Truth Brigade on AmericanFreedomRadio.com with E.A. Coedding tonight. He is the author, Evoking Eternity, the previously sold out book, which is now available at Leila.org. That's L-E-I. LAH.org. That's Evoking Eternity. Ipsissimus is coming up in October. Sorry, I'm kind of messing with my notes here. But EA, Vortex was calling from the UK, and I think he got cut off at the kind of expensive calling cards to call here. So if you have any more to, you know, just kind of want to finish up what you're saying before we get to the next caller.
You know, where did I leave off? I was mid-sentence, I'm sure. Yeah, I have no idea.
You know what? It was really profound, too.
<That's>
I think we were having too much fun on break. I mixed up my notes, and then we forgot where we left off.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? He did leave a note here, though. It says that, that you did... You got to it right before break. So I guess you did answer his question. So
perfect.
Awesome. Our next caller tonight is area code 206. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Danny. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah,
hi, Danny. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you.
It's great to have EA back on the show. I love hearing what he has to say. I had a couple of questions about, well, I guess, like, the soul's journey after death, because, I don't know, that's just an area I have the least amount of certainty in. More, you know, information to piece together on that. I had questions from a couple different angles based on some experiences that I've had. I remember when EA was on last time, he talked a little bit about... the afterlife and referenced Hindu philosophy about how there's all these different, you know, bodies, astral bodies that we have that we're composed of and that those don't, you know, stick together necessarily after death. And a couple of things, personal experiences that came to mind was, well, actually, Shakti was on the show recently talking about, she was on that show Embracing Death, which was awesome. But she had been working with Gede a lot, the god of death. And she made the comment that he told her that he didn't like to eat boring people, which I thought was really interesting. but I worked with Legba once, and he threatened to eat me if I wasn't nicer to my mom. But
wow,
that's another thing. Like, what's up with the Loa wanting to eat people all the time?
Isn't that just natural, though? I mean, like, don't shamans and spiritual healers, don't they have to experience a death of some sort?
Well, yeah, I mean, a death, but the eating is interesting. Because that kind of goes back to the whole Titans thing where you know, the Titans are eating their children, and that's kind of that's an old kind of recurring philosophy mythos is that that by consuming another person, eating them, you know, you're ingesting them and their power. An interesting thing about that is that if a spiritual entity wants to ingest your power and take it in on their own, that's probably saying that you have something very valuable that they want to take into themselves. You know, I mean, you know, you could go on all kinds of Freudian psychosexual meanderings with the whole, you know, Loa wanting to eat you, but that's another topic for possibly not this show. But you could read pretty deeply into that.
Metaphorically and hopefully not too literally, I mean...
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about waking up and having your arm chewed on by a demon.
Okay. The other thing that just kind of sparked my interest was that I had a couple weeks ago, and his dead mother was here, and she was, I guess, a bound spirit, because she was just, I don't know, it was almost as if she was here physically. That's how strong her presence was. When there's an earth, to be earthbound, I mean, that's like an unhealthy condition for a spirit, right? That's not really,
No. The issue, and I think I may have gotten into this last time, but to recap, when you die, when your physical body dies, it leaves a residue. That residue are your bones and your flesh, and that gets eaten and decayed and whatever. Well, you also leave astral residue. So you leave like a shadow of your astral self here on this earth. And that shadow will look like you, it'll act like you, and it's basically just a wandering shadow. It's just a residue. It's like an astral corpse.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's that time, EA, so hold that right there. And Danny, if you want to hang on till after the break, we will continue this discussion. EA Coedding, Leilah.org, that's LEILAH.org, or EternalAscentConsultations.com is the website. Stay tuned. Truth Brigade Radio.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome. We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Delete the triple zero out. Control is good. Five. Roger, copy. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
All right, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight. Top of the second hour with EA Coedding on Truth Brigade Radio. And Danny is still on the line, so EA, if you would, please continue.
Yeah, well, as, I guess as far as the spirit being like an, some sort of astral shell, the spirit definitely had a strong will of its own, and we had, you know, conversations with her and everything like that. I guess what I'm trying to get to the bottom of is I just want to know more about exactly what happens when a spirit dies and what process they go through, and if they're earthbound for a while, what kind of passage they have to go through to get back to where they're supposed to be, and exactly what sort of stripping down happens of your identity when you die, just because I don't know, and I don't like not knowing.
Right. Well, this is actually an extremely deep subject, especially when you get into necromancy, because the lines really start to blur, because there you are speaking face-to-face with somebody who's passed on, but at the same time you realize that you're not really speaking to that person, you're speaking to the shadow. To answer the question of, you know, what does it take to move them into whatever afterlife awaits or whatever, well, what does it take for your physical body to move into that afterlife? If you're not silly and you don't, if you're not silly and you don't really regard the resurrection as a possibility, then what you're looking at is basically that your body dies, it goes through a process of decay, unless you're entombed in a, you know, box and nothing can get to you besides very small worms. You're basically your body is just going to be spread out amongst all things and give life to other things. Well, in that way, it's thought that the astral body, unless there's something holding it here, the astral body will naturally experience a similar kind of a dissimulation where they not necessarily disintegrate, but disperse after 3 days. 3 days is a magical mark. If you notice the mythology about Jesus and how he rose on the third day, well, by the third day, his soul would have, and his astral body, everything would have already passed on. He needed to wait 3 days in order to appear and say, "I am in the fullness of my glory," because there are no remains to really be doing this. So it's a really interesting kind of morphogenetic experience where you've got you know, the various bodies will almost decompose at a certain rate. Now, I did put the caveat in there that that's not taking into consideration any bonds that might be keeping them here. Now, what people most often do now, you know, and I'll do work as a you know, I'll help people with you know, I don't do channeling so much, but I'll speak with the spirits, or I'll read cards or chicken bones, or whatever I need to get in contact with these spirits. And most often, people want to know what does the spirit want? What does it want? What does it need for it to pass on? And every time, without fail, it's not that the spirit wants something, it's that the person who loves that embodiment wants something.
Okay, very good point there, EA, but hold that. It's that time again. We're going to be right back with a much longer segment, EA Coedding, here on Truth Brigade Radio.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Percolite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Percolite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Percolite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Percolite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Percolite water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL advanced motorcycle oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files.
Freedom Files.
Weekdays.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight, Truth Brigade, on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. If you would like to join us for the text chat tonight, that's over at TruthBrigade.com. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to give us a call at 402-237-2525. That's 402-AFR-2525. Soul Travel and Alternate Realities with our special guest tonight, E.A. Coetting, the author of Evoking Eternity, which is going to be re-released March 14th. Pre-orders are on sale right now at Lila.com. leah.org. That's leah.org. And EA, before we went to break, you said something really profound, that it's not the spirit keeping itself here. It's the loved ones needing to let go. And Danny is still on the line, so please continue that.
Right, yeah. You know, the unfortunate part of working with people on any kind of spiritual one-on-one basis is that most often they've gone to somebody who, who's charging them thousands of dollars to try to bring their loved one out of limbo because they need to be set free, otherwise they'll never reach heaven. So they're basically swindlers, and they ought to be criminalized and prosecuted because they're just using these people for as much as they can. I try to avoid doing advertising services to help people out, but when people come to me or I hear about people who are being completely used by these crocs, I've got to reverse that. So one lady was she had paid, I think, $6,000 for this lady to get her mom's spirit, deceased spirit, out of limbo because she was still seeing her mom around her. She was still feeling her presence, and so this so-called medium said that her mom was trapped in limbo and couldn't move forward unless this specific ritual was done, and the ritual cost $5,000-$6,000. So she comes to me and goes, "Well, I've got the money together. What should I do with it?" I go, "Well, why don't you go buy, let's go buy some beer. I'll sit down with a beer, and we'll hash this out." So, I throw down some tarot cards and I do some chicken bones, and then I just kind of hold her hands and kind of scry into her life and kind of look into her eyes and figure out what's going on, really, and intuit it. She wasn't ready to let her mom go. There was a lot of anger. Her mom was abusive through her childhood. So there was a lot of resentment there. And then there was also the maternal love. I mean, it's a sad fact that no matter how hard your parents are on you, they're still your parents. And even no matter how much you hate them and resent them, you still love them. So there was this really interesting push-pull where she was trying to keep her mother with her. She didn't know how to exist without that influence in her life. So I walked her through just a simple guided meditation where she was able to release her mother and not release her mother from limbo and not release her into heaven. That's beyond our control and most of us fantasy anyways. So, what she's doing is releasing her from her heart and from her mind. And just saying, you're free from me. You're free from me. And so if you find yourself, being visited by people who are deceased, you've really got to realize they're not coming around because they need something. They're coming around because you need something from them. You need closure. You need, there are things that haven't been said that need to be said. I don't know if anybody here has had the experience of actually touching a spirit, but you can do it. You can touch a spirit and you can feel their touch. Sometimes it'll just feel like an electrical impulse. Sometimes it'll feel like a hand grabbing it. So you can just reach across the table from this person that you cannot see, and you can feel them there and just say, just say what you have to say, and you can just touch their hand and let them go. The visitation is going to stop, or even as far as poltergeist activity is going to stop. It's really that you're holding on to them. They're not holding on to any kind of misery. Their misery is gone. That's just a shadow that's playing out a role. Their eternal self is already gone onto whatever afterlife awaits them. You're holding on to that shadow and keeping it here for some reason. Especially when it's an extremely dearly loved person, it's hard to let go. I know there are many Native American traditions that when a person passes away, you no longer speak their names. mainly to allow them to move on. Now, here in our Western culture, we'll do that, you know, especially on the birthdays and anniversaries of their deaths. We'll have a party, you know, a remembrance, whatever. Or, you know, when you gather together as a family, you know, like with my family, we'll sit and talk about how great our grandmother was and how fiery of a spirit she was, and we'll reminisce. Well, that's great because for us it keeps that that connection to that person who's no longer with us. But if you dwell on that for too long, then you start really pulling that back to yourself, and that's really a huge part of what people experience phenomenally, is that they're pulling these spiritual things to themselves. And quite unconsciously, because they have these buried emotions and things that need resolution, really.
Making a lot of sense there, EA.
Yeah.
I
hope so. Absolutely. As far as limbo, that another thing comes to mind. I've had a couple of encounters with necromancy, actually, and it never worked too well with loved ones. There was really just like a vague astral shell that would appear, but if it was like a famous person, that person popped up fully manifested. So I guess they were still being sent so much energy, or they were still being, I don't know, there was just so many people that had fascination with that person that they were still, I don't know if they were still in limbo because of that, or if it's just a strange realm, you know.
But, no, it really is. Well, and these terms, limbo, and even the terms of heaven and hell and afterlife.
Purgatory.
Yeah, these are all really silly concoctions. It's a fantasy that people have created, and they've created this fantasy, and then it starts to form on the astral plane. So now there's a place on the astral plane called heaven and purgatory and limbo. So, it's basically that person's visiting you because you have unresolved business, and not that they have unresolved business. They, you know, I really don't think, although I can hope, I really don't think that somebody's going to pass away, their spirit's going to come to me and tell me where they buried their fortune. Maybe, but probably not. They don't care. That's not their function. They're just the walking dead. You know, they don't really have a desire to reach out to us. We have a desire for them to reach out to us.
Okay.
So that would really be something to utilize and figure out how to find that closure and let that person go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for answering my questions, EA.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Very good questions. Thanks for calling.
Good night.
All right. It looks like we have another caller, EA, from Russ. Russ, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. You guys are sounding good. Well, I just, as usual, joined in to drive home from work, but I was fascinated with what I just heard, and I want to get a little clarification from your guest. So what I thought I just heard was that it's a manifestation of the person seeing it more than it is something external coming into that person. Would that be a fair interpretation?
Oh, yeah, no, that's a very deep interpretation, because that really gets into quantum physics, really, where the thing doesn't exist until you observe it. And you're pulling it to you that this thing that you call the ghost of your grandmother isn't actually the ghost of your grandmother, because that eternal essence has moved on. It's dispersed back into the universe, and it'll recollect at some other point. Mm-hmm. So that's not really the issue, that you're not dealing with the soul of the deceased. You're dealing with it's like an astral residue. Like, here in southern Utah where I live, there, you can go out in just about any direction. You can find dinosaur footprints. Now, the dinosaurs were here, you know, millions of years ago, but their footprints are still here. Now, the analogy you can draw is that you're alive and you're leaving footprints, and these footprints are not only the impressions that you make on other people and the effect that you have on them and what they carry for the rest of their lives because of you, but there's also a more subtle footprint that you'll leave, and a corpse. You'll leave an astral corpse there. This astral corpse, however, happens to be walking and talking, and it's only still fed into existence by those who are holding on to it for some reason. So, you know, there are really two schools of thought with entities, which the first is that they're psychological projections, which has a lot of validity, that maybe they don't exist independent of you. Maybe you really want them to, and so you can project that so fully that you can see them, hear them, talk to them outside of yourself, and even receive information that only that person could possess, which, you know, that is really a pretty complicated issue when you start dealing with information that you don't possess that they do. There's still some water, you know, held in that philosophy. But the philosophy that I've always preferred is that these entities, even if it's a astral shell or a shadow, is still something external of yourself that you can communicate with. Whether that's accurate or not, I don't know. What I do know is that's the most useful way for me to look at them. So it might be completely farcical. And I'm okay with that because it works for me in producing results.
Okay. Well, and on the same line of what people do observe, now, would you, in your awareness or knowledge, do you see that there are some type of aberration, some type of spirit that actually does exist and possibly could take on the form that the person wants to see?
Now, what it sounds like is that you're referring to possibly evil spirits that are earthbound that could take on the form of a deceased person.
That's one possibility. But then there are other stories where there was a benevolent, wonderful things happened, and they claim that it was, you know, my deceased sister that did it. I mean, and so there could be the angelic forms also. I'm just
sure. Yeah.
From your awareness or your knowledge, there's something thing associated with that.
You know, mythologically, and when I use that term, I don't mean to offend anybody with the term mythologically, because that can apply from, you know, my studies in occultism are based around mythology as well as Christianity and Egyptology and Mayans, and, you know, every belief system has a mythology around it. And the mythology surrounding that is rich enough to really say that yes, these things can do that. Now, if you'll notice, you know, the biblical story of Lot, that Lot was appeared to by three beautiful men, and that these beautiful men warned them to leave the cities because they were going to be destroyed. And these three beautiful men turned into be three archangels that were disguised as men. So you do have that. You do have that quite a bit in these various mythologies. That they'll take a human form, they'll take a physical human form, a non-physical human form as well, and you know it is understood that specifically evil spirits will use their ability to take on these different forms of deceased persons to try to sway you into doing things you might not otherwise do. Angelic forms could do the exact same thing. They could mm-hmm. appear in the form of a loved one to try to get you to do things that you would not otherwise do in order to better yourself. All of that is possible and even more. So that's not something I would write off. That's also not something that I've had a lot of personal experience with, because I do go through some pretty hefty validation processes when I'm speaking with anything that's not in a body. Even if I'm speaking with a person in a body, I still, you know, I'm pretty skeptical. But if something materializes out of thin air, you know, my skepticism radar just goes off the charts, and I make sure that I do, you know, do everything I need to do to make sure that I'm not being misled.
Mm-hmm. By good or evil.
Do I have time for one more question?
Yes, please. Got about a minute left before break here.
All right, now to the human unit itself, the fullness of the creation that we are, do you see or are aware of a means by which a person in ignorance can be possessed by a demon? And I'm talking about the negative, the dark side.
Not by a demon, no. Not possessed, not unknowingly. In order to become possessed, and you know, I've witnessed possessions, I've forced possessions into willing participants, and I myself have become possessed several times. And it's not an easy thing to do. There, you have to completely submit yourself to that spirit to become possessed. You can have the influence of a demonic force around you so strongly that it'll lead you into obsession and haunting and such, but not full possession.
Okay, I'm sorry, gentlemen. Hold that right there, and Russ, if you had to want to finish a thought when we come back from the break, go ahead and hold on. Otherwise, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. E.A. Coetting on Truth Brigade Radio.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is
is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight, Truth Brigade on AmericanFreedomRadio.com with E.A. Coetting tonight, talking about soul travel and alternate realities. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to give us a call at 402-237-2525. And if you'd like to join us on the text chat, that's over at truthbrigade.com. Russ is on the line, so if you could, please continue.
I'm sorry, remind me where we were at there.
Possession, what? And you were explaining about full possessions.
Yeah, to become fully possessed, you know, it's not like you can be, you know, sitting there playing hopscotch at some schoolgirl, and next thing you know, there's a demon inside you. It's a lot more complicated of a process than that, where you have to, usually, to experience full possession, you'll go through three days of fasting from everything but water. You can drink water in those 3 days. And then you'll do various prayers and devotions to the spirit you're going to be possessed by, and it's all a process of giving yourself over to that spirit and kind of building up a trust with it. So just to be walking down the street and all of a sudden you're possessed, it doesn't really work that way. You have to know what you're doing and really embrace that. And you have various levels of possession, where if you look at the Catholic exorcists, the Catholic Order of Exorcists, which Father Malachi Martin was part of, and he's come public with a lot of what goes on with that, that you can reach levels where you're mildly possessed, or you're obsessed, or your house is infested, and then you have perfect possession, which is rare, but it's the most terrifying form of possession, where you are inhabited by another entity altogether, and that other entity has completely overridden your personality. So you are no longer you. You are a demon walking in the flesh. And that's terrifying. Exhilarating for those of my ilk who are really, the power-hungry type, But for most people, to come in contact with somebody, you can look in somebody's eyes and tell that they're just not human, and good chance that they are perfectly possessed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what about these ones that we would easily call the soulless ones that appear to have no conscience left? They even fall in the line of the biblical content of seared, seared soul, but by however means, they're soulless. Would they be possessed or be possessable, or are they just being human beings?
They're just being human beings. I mean, You know, I'm not. I've got to be honest. I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to with soulless, because you know, if you watch enough television, you're going to be soulless pretty quick.
Yeah. Take enough medication. Eat enough GMO food. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've heard enough people. I mean, if your job is destroying people's lives, you do that long enough, and you become soulless. You know, like prosecuting attorneys and judges and. Politicians and academic, higher education professors.
Let's even take it down a few notches to a factory worker. You work in a factory. You're undervalued, underpaid. Your whole existence is lived for. The basically indentured service of somebody who really doesn't give a damn for you. I mean, that eats away at your soul. That eats away at your soul. But those people, they're not really they're not as open to possession as others. They're more just open to a really, really sad life. And that's about it. Now, if that person who's already at a completely devastated point in their lives, you know, picks up, let's say, one of my books and starts working through it, they could get possessed in a matter of seconds because they are being played. Once again, just walking down the street, you know, Beelzebub's not just going to come up and jump into your body, but if you're in an extremely depressed state, if you're under certain drugs like methamphetamines, I know is a big one that'll open up a big gateway that'll allow a lot of stuff in. But just having the door open doesn't do it. You have to have the door open, and then you have to invite them in. That's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you? One last question, and then I am gonna go because I need my hands to do something else, but. Do you see a force in place that's here to stop us human beings from achieving the fullness, an awareness of the fullness of our creation?
Spiritual beings? No. There are physical beings that are, and most of them, like you said, are politicians. If every one of us realize that we are gods and goddesses, which we are God in the flesh. If every one of us realized that on a conscious level, there would be no need for government or for religion, and that would overthrow the entire balance of power. So for us to not realize that's great. That's why we've got television that streams into your house, and you know. They converted this thing with you have to have a converter box now, and they're giving them away.
Because the government cares so much about you. They just want you to have good quality images.
Right. And I'll watch TV shows, but I'll download them and watch them on the internet so I can filter through the commercials. Commercials are more devastating. I would rather watch, I'd rather watch the TV and see murder, rape, and whatever else than I would a commercial, because a commercial is nothing but conscious mind programming.
Subliminal messages every 35 frames,
and even without the subliminal messages, you look at a laundry detergent commercial, and it's got this dopey man who can't figure out which way his underwear go on his body. And his wife's got to come and tell him what he needs to do, and he rolls her eyes at him, and it's like it's the stupidification of the world through example. Adolf Hitler had this idea, and while I'm not going to praise Adolf Hitler, he did have an idea that was pretty grand, which is to put out in the public view the type of person that they would want young Germans to want to become like. And so he put out these images of these athletic, in shape people, obviously blonde hair, blue eyes, beautiful people, And then he would, you know, push the academics with it. You know, not only are you strong and fit, but you're also smart, you're capable. And so he basically created this image of this this almost like a demigod, and this is what you ought to become like. And to work towards an ideal like that is really great. There are going to be some complaints that, oh yeah, that's not realistic, and so people who are overweight and not pretty are not going to, you know, be accepted by society. Where, and that's a valid point, but I would rather have that goal than, you know, the goal that you see on King of Queens, you know, where you got the wife nagging at the husband and the husband calling his wife names and I mean, showing us the absolute worst scenario that you could have in a relationship, and what should be the most sacred relationship between two people, which is marriage, making a complete mockery out of it and then laughing. I don't laugh at that. There's nothing funny. It's disgusting.
I agree.
Just one thought or a counterpoint to something you just said. Is the understanding human nature as I do, the whole precept that we're going to have 6 billion people thinking they are God or goddess is really understanding human nature is a very scary proposition to me. But however, I do agree that we are a piece of God, whether we are man or woman, we are sons and daughters. We are in that, whatever that is, image. And we are so much more than just dogs or cats or whatever animal we prefer to think is superior, and our only job is to see how much money we can make and how much sex we can have. So, I mean, somewhere in there, we're going to find that there is a tremendous amount of truth in that. We are many creators. There's no question about that, and much more powerful than the world would have us believe. Thank you for your answers and comments.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And it is interesting that is a terrifying thought, because, you know, you know, I've mellowed out. You know, I have a 6-year-old daughter, and she's definitely made me mellow out. But you know, had I had the realizations and the raw power that I have now 10 years ago, that would be scary. That'd be very scary.
Well, it's not so much.
And I know.
So I can say, okay, I can, and maybe everybody, maybe it would fall in. I just understanding the nature of man, particularly the male component, and the female isn't much better, if not worse. We can be very, very mean creatures, and so unbridled, I think we would self-destruct ourselves. If we came quickly into the fullness of understanding and just had our way, I think we'd self-destruct ourselves. And I could be wrong. Maybe we'll get to see soon, but at any rate, I'll shut up.
That point is excellent, but there's also the fact that you don't instantaneously receive this power, that there's a journey that you go through. And that journey often will naturally kind of rid you of a lot of those negative facets. And, you know, I blame my daughter for chilling me out, but she, you know, she's not fully to blame, because, you know, as I'm going on my own spiritual quest, you know, I'm realizing, you know, maybe destruction's not the best thing for me. You know, maybe being hateful towards the human race isn't progressive for my personal spirituality. And so, you know, a lot of these realizations have come, you know, by my own spiritual ascent. So, so yeah, hopefully by the time you reach that point of omnipotence, that's tempered with wisdom.
Well, and I know that from my experience, Love is a lifting up thing. Love isn't a tearing down thing, and it just grates my heart when I hear people talk of love and tear others down in the process. It's like, I mean, I hope you find it, but love is lifting. Love is love is healing. Love is lifting. It's not destructive. And so, at any rate, I could continue on, and I'm sure you've got other callers or have.
We
other
have a couple more callers.
So,
thank you.
Thanks again.
That was an amazing call.
Yeah, great call, Russ. Thanks for calling in. Oh, okay. It looks like we just dropped a caller, but it looks like Danny's back. So, yeah, the unavailable caller, go ahead and call back. We have a few minutes left here tonight. But, Danny, just a minute before break here, what did you forget?
I totally snuck in for another question. Sorry about that.
It's all good. Good timing,
well,
too.
Going back to the topic of spirit travel, I'd be really interested to hear more about your experience with traveling into the future and the past year, perhaps. And obviously, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now, and there's a lot of speculation going on. And I've certainly had an increase in glimpses into the future. And maybe you could also talk a little bit about what you see coming in time.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do that.
Yeah, hold that right there, and we'll be right back. My goodness, last segment coming up. Stay tuned. EA Coedding on Truth Brigade Radio.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. thanks so much for joining us here tonight, Truth Brigade, on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And I just want to thank you all for your great calls tonight. We left off on questions, a few segments ago. So good news is EA is going to come back, and we are going to continue this discussion. So he will be joining us the Ides of March, March 15th, and we will continue the discussion on soul travel and alternate realities. Once again, his website is Lila.org. That's where you can get all of his books, and of course the recently re-released Evoking Eternity, and then look for his new one, Ipsissimus, in October. That's Lila.org, LEILAH.org. And Danny's still on the line, so excellent questions there. A few short minutes left, so let's do it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can we recap the questions real quick? I have not been making notes, and I apologize.
It was like 15 all in one.
I know. I'm good at that. I wanted to ask about journeying into the future and maybe in the past, and just like a little bit how that works. And just in light of the crazy times we're in, maybe if you have anything that would be of interest to or concern for the rest of us about what you see in the future.
or concern. I like that caveat. Time doesn't exist. Time is a way that we've psychologically set ourselves up so we can so everything doesn't happen at once, because then we get confused. So time doesn't exist on any empirical way. So when you leave this body, it's this body and this plane that's concerned with time. When you leave this body and this plane, you're in places where time doesn't exist. Now, as you progress in soul travel beyond the planes of duality into the states of pure soul and godhood, you develop the abilities of omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence. Now, and you can hold these for a very, very brief amount of time. Through omniscience and omnipresence, you do realize that you're everywhere at once, meaning that time and space has collapsed entirely and has formed a singularity inside your own individual microcosm. You can experience time not as a line or a loop or a sphere, but as a dot, is everything happening at once, immediately. Now, through that, you can pick and choose which areas of that time you want to kind of stretch out back into a timeline and peek into. I've experimented with this I've seen myself in the future a few times. Interestingly, I've seen myself third person in the future a few times, where I'm looking at my body, it's been extremely interesting to kind of see the changes. The first time I had this happen, I was 21 years old, and now I'm 30, and so just to see the age progression and whatever, because 30 is getting to be pretty old. I'm gonna need a cane soon.
hey, calm down there, young man.
it's interesting. I haven't looked into the future specifically, but I've heard things from my friends on the other side about what's going to happen here soon, and none of them have ever said anything about 2012. Although the whole 2012 thing is interesting, I've never received any personal revelations about 2012. But the very soon things are going to start changing for much for the better. There's a lot of scare there with the New World Order and the Illuminati taking over everything and whatever. But what I'm seeing is that the world will come together in an extreme unified focus on advancement and peace. You look at the wars that are going on all over the world, and most of them are ideological, and even those that are political are still silly because it's stupid politics that really don't need to be happening. I would imagine if we looked at species, extremely advanced species on other planets, they probably don't have nations that are fighting each other and terrorists that are trying to bomb each other, that the whole world is united towards the goal of advancement as a species, rather than advancement as a country and advancement of, you know, having these ongoing cold wars where everybody's stockpiling as many weapons as they can, because, you know, God knows that, you know, only two or three of our nuclear missiles would be necessary to eradicate all life on Earth. That's not enough, though. You know, we've got to get, you know, millions of them in stockpile. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I don't imagine that you would see that kind of thing in any advanced civilization. You would see one world, one species, or even multiple species that are all cooperating to better the entire organism of their planet and then, you know, a galaxy and expand further and further, into that kind of more beneficial role. And I do see us moving towards that. There's going to be some calamity on the way, of course, because, change is extremely difficult for a lot of people, and there will most likely have to be destruction that comes along with that. I mean, but that's what I've seen is that end game.
Sometimes we need that to wake us up, though, and kind of get us back on our path. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, well, Danny, thanks again for your call, and thank you all for joining us here tonight. I am so sorry we're out of time again, EA, but we are going to pick this conversation back up March 15th. Always a pleasure to have you. EternalAscentConsultations.com or Leilah.org. That's Leilah.org. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Abundant blessings and love to all. Project Camelot coming up next, so stay tuned. We will see you tomorrow night. Truth Brigade Radio.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome. We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Ready to drop the old output. Control is good. Fire. Roger, copy. 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.